You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Have you ever felt like you're facing an overwhelming obstacle? A challenge so vast that it seems to block out the sun, casting a shadow over your hopes and dreams? My friends, today we're going to explore how to confront these mountains in our lives with the power of our words and unwavering faith. I will show you how to harness this power to overcome any obstacle. Imagine you're standing at the base of a towering skyscraper, its peak lost in the clouds above. This massive structure represents the problems that loom large in your life. But what if I told you that you have the power to make that skyscraper crumble with just your words? That's the essence of speaking to your mountain. In Mark 11, verse 23, Jesus tells us, "For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Think about the impact of those words. Jesus is encouraging us to have faith that is so strong it can move mountains. As we stand in faith and declare God's promises over our lives, we activate his power within us. This is not about the literal movement of physical mountains, but about overcoming the enormous challenges and obstacles we face. Let us embrace this powerful truth and speak life and victory into every situation we encounter. My friends, let's get into the heart of our message by first exploring the power of faith-filled words. We serve a God who spoke the heavens and the earth into existence. In Genesis 1 verse 3, we read, "Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." Our words, when aligned with God's will and spoken in faith, carry tremendous power. They have the ability to shape our reality and move mountains in our lives. But how do we tap into this power? It starts with understanding the connection between our hearts and our mouths. In Luke 6, verse 45, Jesus teaches us, "A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." What we speak is a reflection of what's in our hearts. If our hearts are filled with doubt, fear, and negativity, that's what will come out of our mouths. But when we fill our hearts with faith, hope, and God's promises, our words become powerful tools for change. Think about the story of Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones. God asked him to speak life into a seemingly hopeless situation. In Ezekiel 37, verses 4 to 5, we read, "Again he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live.'" Ezekiel spoke as God commanded, and the dry bones came to life. This story illustrates the power of speaking God's word in faith. When we align our words with God's promises, we're partnering with Him to bring about change. But it's not just about positive thinking or empty affirmations. It's about speaking the truth of God's word over our situations. In Hebrews 4 verse 12, we're reminded, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." God's word is alive and active. When we speak it in faith, we're releasing its power into our circumstances. But my dear friends, speaking to your mountain requires more than just words. It requires unwavering faith. In James 1 verses 6 to 7, we're cautioned, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord." Doubt neutralizes the power of our words. When we speak to our mountains, we must do so with complete confidence in God's ability and willingness to move on our behalf. This doesn't mean we ignore reality or pretend our problems don't exist. Instead, we acknowledge our challenges while firmly declaring God's truth over them. Consider the example of Paul and Silas in prison.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Despite their dire circumstances, they chose to praise God. Acts 16, verse 25 tells us, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Their faith-filled words and praises led to a miraculous deliverance. The prison doors were opened, and their chains were loosed." My friends, what prisons are you facing today? What chains are holding you back? Start speaking God's promises over these situations. Declare His truth, even when your circumstances seem to contradict it. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, as we're told in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Your words of faith are creating a spiritual reality that will eventually manifest in the physical realm. So, my dear friends, let's be intentional about the words we speak. Let's fill our hearts and minds with God's word, so that when we open our mouths, faith-filled declarations naturally flow out. Let's speak to our mountains with confidence, knowing that our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. My friends, now that we understand the power of our words, let's explore how to practically apply this principle in our daily lives. Speaking to your mountain isn't a mystical practice. It's a practical application of faith. Let's break it down into actionable steps. First, identify your mountain. What's the challenge you're facing? Is it a health issue, a financial struggle, a relationship problem? Name it specifically. In Mark 10, verse 51, Jesus asked the blind man, "So," Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." Jesus wanted the man to articulate his need clearly. Similarly, we need to be specific about the mountains we're addressing. Next, search the scriptures for relevant promises. God's word is filled with assurances for every situation we might face. In 2 Peter 1, verse 4, we're told, "By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." These promises are our ammunition against the mountains in our lives. For example, if you're facing financial challenges, you might stand on Philippians 4, verse 19, "And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." If it's healing you need, then you could declare Isaiah 53, verse 5, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Once you've found relevant promises, begin to declare them over your situation. Speak them out loud with conviction and faith. Remember, in Proverbs 18, verse 21, we're told, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Your words have the power to bring life to dead situations. Consistency is key in this process. Don't just speak to your mountain once and expect it to move immediately. Persist in your declarations, even when you don't see immediate results. Think about Joshua and the Israelites marching around Jericho. They had to circle the city for 7 days before the walls fell. Their persistence and obedience led to a mighty victory. As you speak to your mountain, maintain an attitude of expectancy. Expect God to move on your behalf. In Mark 11, verse 24, Jesus teaches, "Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Belief is crucial in this process. Your words and your faith must align. It's not enough to say the right things. You must believe them in your heart. Remember, faith without works is dead. As you speak to your mountain, be prepared to take corresponding action. If you're believing for a job, continue to send out applications and attend interviews. If you're trusting God for healing, follow through with medical advice while standing on God's promises. And remember to be attuned to the leading of the Holy Spirit, seeking his guidance and peace throughout your journey. James 2, verse 17 reminds us, "Thus, also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Don't be discouraged if your mountain doesn't move immediately. Sometimes, God's timing differs from ours. Continue to stand firm on his promises. In Habakkuk 2, verse 3, we're encouraged. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. As you persist in speaking to your mountain, surround yourself with faith-filled believers. Their encouragement and support can strengthen your resolve. Proverbs 27, verse 17 tells us, "As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend." Also, don't forget to praise God and thank Him even before you see the results. Praise is a powerful form of spiritual warfare. In 2 Chronicles 20, we see how praise preceded a great victory for Jehoshaphat and his army. As you declare God's promises over your situation, also declare His goodness and faithfulness. My dear friends, speaking to your mountain is not a one-time event, but a lifestyle of faith. It's about aligning your words with God's word and persistently declaring His truth over your circumstances. As you practice these steps, you'll find your faith growing stronger and your mountains beginning to move. Remember, with God, all things are possible. Keep speaking to your mountain and watch what God will do. My friends, as we continue our journey of speaking to our mountains, it's important to address the challenges we may face along the way. Maintaining faith when facing seemingly challenging obstacles can be difficult, but it's in these moments that our faith is truly tested and strengthened. Let's explore how to overcome these challenges and keep our faith strong. First, we must recognize that doubt is a natural human response to adversity. Even great men of faith in the Bible had moments of doubt. Think about Thomas, who doubted the resurrection of Jesus until he saw him with his own eyes. In John 20, verse 29, Jesus tells him, "Jesus said to him, 'Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.'" When doubt creeps in, acknowledge it, but don't let it take root. Instead, feed your faith with God's word. Romans 10, verse 17 reminds us, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Immerse yourself in scripture, especially verses that speak directly to your situation. Another obstacle we often face is impatience. We live in a world of instant gratification, but God's timing often differs from ours. In 2 Peter 3, verse 8, we're told, "But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day." God's perspective of time is different from ours. What seems like a delay to us might be perfect timing in God's plan. During these times of waiting, continue to speak to your mountain. Your persistence is a demonstration of your faith. Remember the parable of the persistent widow in Luke 18. Her unrelenting requests eventually yielded results. Sometimes, the very mountain we're speaking to might seem to grow larger before it moves. This can be disheartening and may tempt us to give up. But my dear friends, this is often a test of our resolve. In Matthew 14, when Peter stepped out of the boat to walk on water, the winds and waves didn't immediately calm down. In fact, when he saw the boisterous wind, he became afraid and began to sink. It was only when he cried out to Jesus and was lifted up that the wind ceased. Similarly, we must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, not on the size of our mountain. Hebrews 12, verse 2 encourages us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Another challenge we might face is the opinions of others. Not everyone will understand or support your faith stance. You might face criticism or skepticism from those around you. In such times, remember Noah. He built an ark on dry land, facing ridicule from his contemporaries. But his obedience to God's word saved him and his family when the flood came. Stay focused on what God has told you, even if it doesn't make sense to others. Sometimes, the obstacle to our faith might be our own past failures or current circumstances. We might feel unworthy of God's intervention. But my friends, God's love and power are not dependent on our worthiness. In Romans 5, verse 8, we're assured, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Speak to your mountain from a place of God's love and acceptance, not your own merit. As you continue to speak to your mountain, be prepared for spiritual warfare. The enemy doesn't want you to walk in victory. He'll try to discourage you, distract you, or make you doubt. But remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, as we're told in 1 John 4, verse 4. Put on the full armor of God, as described in Ephesians 6. Let your declarations be a sword against the enemy's attacks. Finally, my dear friends, remember that sometimes God's answer might be different from what we expect. Paul prayed 3 times for his thorn in the flesh to be removed. But God's response was, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." This is found in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Sometimes God might not remove the mountain, but he'll give you the strength to climb it. In all circumstances, continue to speak faith-filled words. Declare God's goodness, his faithfulness, and his power. Let your words align with his truth, regardless of what you see in the natural. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. My friends, speaking to your mountain is not always easy, but it's always worth it. It's a journey of growing in faith, deepening your relationship with God, and experiencing his power in your life. Keep speaking to your mountain. Keep believing. Keep standing on God's word. And watch as God moves in ways you never thought possible. My dear friends, remember that the power to move mountains lies in your faith-filled words aligned with God's promises. Speak to your mountains with unwavering conviction, for your heavenly Father is listening and ready to demonstrate his mighty power in your life. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, you are the Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, who speaks and mountains tremble. Your voice thunders over the waters, breaks the cedars, and shakes the wilderness. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was and is to come. Lord, I stand in awe of your majesty and power. Thank you, Father, for your boundless love and unfailing mercy. I am grateful for the gift of faith and the power of your word that you've placed within me. Thank you for your daily provisions and benefits. Merciful Lord, I confess my sins before you and ask for your forgiveness. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and help me to forgive those who have wronged me. Father, I come before you today, speaking to the mountains in my life. Give me the courage and faith to declare your promises over every obstacle I face. Let my words align with your will, and may my faith move mountains. Strengthen my belief, Lord, even when I can't see the results yet. Help me to stand firm on your word, unwavering in my trust in you. In the name of Jesus, I command every mountain in my life to move. I rebuke fear, doubt, and unbelief. I bind the spirit of discouragement and defeat in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that your power is greater than any obstacle I face. I speak life into every dead situation, hope into every moment of despair. I declare victory over every battle, healing for every sickness or disease, and abundance in every area of lack. Father, teach me to use my words wisely, to speak faith and not fear. Let my mouth be filled with praise and declarations of your goodness. Help me to persist in prayer, even when the answer seems delayed. Lord, I ask for your divine healing to flow through every cell of my body. Restore my health, renew my strength, and revitalize my spirit. I pray for protection against every attack of the enemy, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Shield me from harm, guard my mind from negative thoughts, and protect my heart from bitterness. Bless me, Lord, with wisdom to recognize your voice and courage to obey your commands. Prosper the work of my hands and establish the plans you have for me. Father, I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. Move mountains in their lives, heal their bodies, protect them from evil, and draw them closer to you. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I'm grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other and for ourselves. In the name of Jesus, we declare that our mountains are moving, our obstacles are crumbling before your mighty power. We claim victory over every challenge, healing for every disease, and protection from every attack of the enemy. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and empower us to speak faith-filled words that align with your will. Help us to overcome doubt and impatience as we wait on you. We thank you for the miracles you're working in our lives, even when we can't see them yet. Lord, we praise your holy name. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.